Family Entertainment is proud to present the Bible's Greatest Hero Series. Parts of this show have been excerpted from Family Entertainment's award-winning animated stories.
Homebridge Financial Services. Gear
Services. Welcome to Family Entertainment Network's production of Great Heroes and Stories of the Bible. And now let's begin with another inspiration.
Those who serve our great country and the line of duty with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. America, let's take action to take care of our brave men and women who put their lives on the line to serve us locally, nationally, and around the world. It's time to tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave. We are the USA.
In the air, everywhere, around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave. I'm Jim Blythe, Certified Senior Advisor, Navy Veteran. Joining me, our Executive Director, the beautiful Sports Princess, Robin Valtudo, or is a Sports Queen?
Sports Angel, which is probably more fitting for the holidays.
Yeah.
The
only person I've ever worked with that could do a double backflip. I mean, she is.
We'll get it right one of these years. We need technical difficulties there.
All right. Ron Abrams with the Texas Veterans Commission is on his way in. He got tied up in traffic. But before we get going, we need to make an announcement. If you haven't already heard this around the world, President Bush, President George H.W. Bush, 41st President of the United States, father of the 43rd president, U.S. Navy pilot, World War II veteran, passed away last night.
And we can't forget Texas oil pioneer at the same time. Brought us out of the Cold War. Just an incredible man of service. And even on his 95th birthday, Jim, his press team sent out a message from him that the three most important things to him have always been and remain, and this is from President Bush's words, as many of you know, for years I have said, the three most important things in life are faith, family, and friends. My faith has never been stronger at 95. And what I found so fascinating about him that I did not know is every 5 years for the past 20 years, all the way up through 95, he has, or through, was it through 85, he's jumped out of a plane, parachuted out of a plane. So I think he started at a 70th birthday, 75, 80, and 85.
Well, you got to go back, though. He was a World War II pilot, a TBM Avenger pilot, who was shot down by the Japanese, saved by an American submarine. More than once, he jumped out of a plane in his lifetime and was an exceptional man. He was a great statesman. He was probably known more for his diplomacy, for all of the things. He was the head of the CIA. He spent 8 years as vice president with Ronald Reagan in the Oval Office. He was president of the United States for 4 years and then lost a re-election to Bill Clinton in 1992. And I want to say a note there. It was probably Ross Perot running against him that cost him the election, because when you add up Perot's numbers and his numbers, it would have been a staggering win for President Bush at that time. So I think he is known as a moderate. He's known for a man for all seasons and a great, great loss historically to our country. I want to say a special prayer to his family, his friends, his colleagues. Thank you, in Jesus' name, for the life of this wonderful, wonderful man. And he's now joined his beautiful, wonderful bride after all of these years.
Yes, and what an incredible legacy he has left behind, for not only for his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, but our nation as a whole. And prayers and blessings out to his family. And, as we continue on today, as we kick off the Christmas month, the month of Christmas, December, We want to also reflect back on things that have happened leading up to the close of the year. And one of those incredible things that Alliance for the Brave was able to be a part of was UTA's VBOC Business Symposium and Franchise Expo. And we're going to hopefully be talking with the gentleman that heads that program up for veterans and their spouses, Mr. Patrick Alcorn, here in a moment. Jim, you, I, and Diane were able to attend one of the seminars, which I thought was just, wow, so powerful, accessing capital.
That's great, and I have lunch meeting this week with some of the people who do SBA lending. You know, you can have the greatest idea in the world about a business and getting started, but if you can't get the money, been there, done that, if you can't get the money, the dog ain't going to hunt. So here's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be coming to you guys pretty soon with some programs about SBA lenders, about capital, venture capital, and the various things that are needed to capitalize a company, as well as the business plans, the things that are needed to make a business very, very successful. Welcome, Brother Ron just showed up. And that's great. I know what the traffic has been, absolutely horrible. Always, always the exceptional Ron Abrams, Texas Veterans Commission, Regional Coordinator for Employment, also the Dapper and Suave GQ model that I basically try and look as good at. So, Ron, welcome aboard, buddy. Can you
welcome, sir.
Yeah. I think we were talking about the VBOC, University of Texas at Arlington, and the tremendous program that you were heavily involved in putting on with Patrick. And,
right.
And Diane and I were able to go to the franchise fair part of it, but then we were all, and we broadcast from there.
Yes.
But then we were able to go to the money part of it, which was a tremendous part.
So you were to make some of the breakout sessions then.
I made that breakout session that was about getting the funds, working
right.
with the various and the sundry organizations. And I'm have lunch this week coming up with people that do SBA lending from Green Bank. I'm going to be connecting with Wells Fargo, who has a huge veterans initiative. We're also going to be talking with some people, Norm over at Toyota USA, about employment opportunities for Toyota USA coming up. They're getting ready to build a major plant in Alabama, I do believe, and they're making it a priority to hire veterans. So we're going to be providing some details of that information. But
well, in a place to say, Jim, to chime in on that, the place to stay abreast of a lot of these job fairs going on and employment listings and so forth, Ron, is through Texas Veterans Commission.
Most definitely. As I always say, I walked in the shoes of a lot of veterans out there that have transitioned from the military, and finding that all elusive job is a daunting task. But a lot of times it has a lot to do with your resume, and we're still putting military acronyms on that resume, and that's not what's going to get you that interview. And what's the ultimate result of a resume is to get you the interview. So if you can just talk to us, if you're in the state of Texas and you're near a workforce solutions office, just ask for a veterans representative, or, as we like to say, a disabled veteran outreach program specialist. but for short, just ask for a veterans representative, and they will sit down with you. You're given priority service. You go to the front of the line, and one of us will actually come out and bring you into our office. At that point, we're going to preferably ask you for your DD-214, and we'll show you how to translate a lot of that military jargon into the civilian jargon that they want to see on your resume. They have no idea what a TOC is, a BMOC or PLDC. They don't know any of that stuff.
I don't even know what a TOC is. And we've been doing this for 4 years.
I do.
What's a TOC?
We're doing it right now.
Oh.
Well, TOC is a tactical operations center, and we're in the TOC right now.
Yeah, we're in the TOC. Okay. Well, CIC, the Combat Information Center, we're here for you, and I think it's important. Let's also go back to the University of Texas at Arlington, that tremendous program that was put on. How can people, do you have that email off the top of your head, or how can people go find out about that? Because that was so huge, in my opinion.
You can always Google the UTA VBOC. That's Uniform Tangle, Uniform Tango Alpha, and then VBOC, Victor, Bravo, Oscar, Charlie. And you'll find that right there.
And an even easier option, guys, would be?
You can always look at our website, AllianceForTheBrave.com.
I'm training y'all well. I'm trying to train you well. Yes, AllianceForTheBrave.com, the number 4 or F-O-R will get you there.
I think it's important that people know, A, number one, how to present themselves. You were just talking about the resume.
Yes.
How to present yourselves in terms of clothing, attire, attitude. Many, many years ago, I worked with teenage boys coming out of the Texas prison system and as a volunteer. And I said, man, you can't go into somebody's office and ask for a job and do the things you do and carry yourself the way you carry yourself. And I think that it's important that people know first impressions mean everything in the world.
Lasting impressions. And you only get one chance to do it. One chance.
And a big part of that first impression that I think is really hard for us, a lot of people, to remember, because you're in the midst of being frustrated, feeling discouraged, you're out without a job, you're trying to support your family. Under those conditions, it is extremely difficult to remain hopeful and right. have that positive mindset that employers are seeking.
Exactly.
So how do you control those emotions?
I think the best way is, again, to reach out to someone. You know, when we transition from the military, you know, we have this mindset that we're leaders. You know, we were NCOs, non-commissioned officers, and we can do the job ourselves. We can handle it. But no, there's a lot of things that are changing every single day. It used to be that technology increases, what, every 2 years? Now it's like every, what,
six
2 months?
I was going to say six months.
I think it's down to
literally
seconds.
Literally, the day, the week after I bought my iPhone, I think it was 5 at the time, which I still have.
I'm still ancient with my Samsung. I'm still ancient.
The next version came out a week later, and I'm like, what?
Did you stand in line for that one, though?
No. Apparently, I bought it on the tail end of its existence, but guess what? It is still working today.
There we go.
Let me go back to something, though, that we all understand having a military background, and that's training, 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 practice, practice, practice.
Yes.
So if your job in the military, like mine was in aviation maintenance administration, I learned from other people. We went through the various and sundry things we had to do. We coordinated. I went out to the shops. I worked with the guys in the shops to understand what mm-hmm. was going on. And I worked with the pilots to understand what was going on. Training, training, training. Now, I deployed to Vietnam. So when we got past the 180th Meridian, we were on our way back into a war zone. So we weren't training anymore. We were there for real.
Yes, sir.
But I think that's a key thing that a lot of people don't realize. When you get the transition out of the military, so let's say you're going to go to a college, find yourself a part-time job in an area or a field that will be relative to what you want to do.
Yes.
And train, train, train. Not just college courses. Take other courses. Take professional courses. Take professional designations. And when you land that job and it may not be your passion, it may not be the ultimate job you want, continue on with continuing education, continuing on to get certifications, continuing on to build is the thing that we learned in the military to be successful. Because if you don't train, you won't fly the plane. And if you don't fly the plane, you're going to get hurt somewhere along the line.
That's right. Or let go.
Amen. All right, guys. Quickly, as we go to break, I just want to promote an event happening today for the families. Kids Holiday Store featured during Mary Main Street in Frisco going on today, 5 to 9 p.m. Go to our Facebook page, Alliance for the Brave. It is all there.
All right, we'll be back after this word from all of our partners. We want you to take a look again to Alliance for the Brave, our website. We're here for you. We're here to be your CIC that helps you develop success number one. Jim Blythe, Ron Abrams, and the beautiful Miss Robin Valtudo. We'll be right back after this word from all of our partners.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
This is Captain Brandon Lechthaler, United States Coast Guard, and you're listening to Alliance for the Brave. I'm extremely thankful this holiday season for the men and women of the United States military. They serve overseas and protect us so that we at home can enjoy these holidays.
Thank you.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. You got Jim Blythe, Robin Valtudo, and Ron Abrams. We are your dream team on Alliance for the Brave.
I like that.
I like that. And you know what? That is segues right into what we were talking about during the break.
Yes, dream team.
Yes, yes. We've got to share this with all of our listeners and our Facebook family and friends tuning in. Most of you know Ron Abrams, Mr. Joe Cool Stud, the best dresser Jim and I have seen around. We're waiting for him to take us on a shopping spree. Mm. Or just even a...
I've already done it. I can't afford it.
Ron got an incredible opportunity to actually do some work that's his side passion, which is photography. A dear friend of mine is now the new director over the Major League Baseball's Players Association Trust, Mr. Bo Porter. And so he was spearheading the Players Choice Awards that just took place this week in Las Colinas out of the Four Seasons. And last minute, they needed a couple of fantastic photographers. So, of course, we promote my dear friend Diana Stathakis and Ron Abrams, who does not watch sports, follow sports, play sports in any way. But the pitch never included that, of course. But Ron, talk about your experience for a second.
Well, first of all, let me explain. I never played any organizational sport, even in high school. And so I don't have the passion, you know, for sports everyone else has.
Yeah. However, you're not following the Cowboys every
Sunday.
Right,
right, right. I don't know statistics and, you know, what they weighed in high school. I don't know all that stuff. But anyway, I'm thankful for your inviting me to the event. It was the Major League Baseball Association's Players Choice Awards. And this was at the Four Seasons.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. And
gorgeous out there. Even valet parking and all that, yeah. You know. But great experience. I was able to meet a lot of stars from the baseball
okay,
team.
Okay, and Phil, we might pull Phil in on this if he's available. But Phil also got a great opportunity, too, to get plugged into this Players' Choice Award event.
And he's wearing an Oakland A's baseball cap in there.
But Phil is a sports guy. I mean, he has come from Mr. Radio and sports. Phil, Dave Justice was there. Dave Winfield was there. Oh, my gosh. Some amazing legends.
Yeah, I didn't know that Mr. Justice was going to be out there. You can't hear me, can you?
Oh, okay,
we'll work out the mic situation.
Yeah, I think we just had a minor technical difficulty.
Can you hear me? No, nothing. All right, won't forget it.
Oh, there he is. There you are.
There you are. Yeah.
We missed all that, Phil. he said something very profound, I'm sure. I know.
Well, it always is profound.
But it was incredible.
Especially when he starts screaming and the server goes down.
Well, it was really incredible to have even our Alliance for the Brave team and KBDT 1160 AM team. John David Wells did an interview as well, recapping it, involved with professional sports, because professional sports does support our first responders and our military and our veteran space in such grand ways, not just financially, but with, you know, physicality, getting out there and participating in
That's
events.
Right. And if I can shout out someone, Max Allday, he's listening into the program this morning. He wrote a comment and he says, first impressions is true. I've been with my job since 2005 after getting out of the Marine Corps, and I'm still loving it. So shout out to Max Allday.
Well, thank you, Max.
Marine Corps veteran.
And I think that's important. I think it's important to be involved in. And whether you're a professional athlete or a corporate type, or you're starting your own business, build a team. And one of the things that I want to come back to, segue back to, is Ron, you with Texas Veterans Commission and Patrick Alcorn, you're good about building a team. You're good about helping people get to where they need to be.
And when we do come back, we are going to continue the spirit of giving and getting involved in the holidays. with Toys for Tots with your dear friend Jim, Mr. Chuck Wright.
All right, we'll be right back after these words from all of our buddies. Stay tuned for Alliance for the Brave, where we're bringing you information, education, and communication around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network and right here this Saturday on Alliance for the Brave.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former President George H.W. Bush has died in Texas. He was 94. The 41st president had battled a series of illnesses in recent years, bronchitis, Parkinson's, pneumonia, and sepsis, with numerous hospitalizations. But the biggest blow came on April 17th when he lost his wife Barbara after 73 years of marriage. As a young Navy pilot, Bush's plane was shot down and he had to bail out over the Pacific. As a far older man, he would jump from planes again to celebrate his 80th, 85th, and 90th birthdays. He was asked why he still skydives.
It feels good. There's an exhilaration. It sends a message all around the globe that just because you're an old guy, you don't have to sit around drooling in the corner. Get out and do something. Get out and enjoy life.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
A natural rain is a sprinkler system from Texas Watering Solutions. If you're looking for a professionally installed system, the only number you need is 469-265-4427. They have put in a state-of-the-art system that'll keep your lawn green and your foundation properly watered. If you just need a service call for a broken sprinkler head, call 469-265-4427 right now. They can find leaks, breaks, and other issues quickly, and a basic service call is just $65. That's the best deal in DFW, and they're available 24 hours for major repairs. Texas Watering Solutions Leak Detection Service will save on water bills and eliminate those mosquito breeding grounds, too. For any issue with your lawn, sod, retaining walls, sprinklers, or leaks, write this number down. 469-265-4427. Texas Watering Solutions. Call them today. 469-265-4427. Texas Watering Solutions. Country Meat Market offers a better way to buy beef. High beef prices have consumers looking for a better way to buy beef, and Country Meat Market proves the old-fashioned way of buying beef saves customers 25% or more on their meat purchases. Let them fill your freezer with everything from a steak to a steer. Buy your beef in bulk from Country Meat Market and save time and money. Meat purchase plans start as low as $20 a week. After 40 years in Fort Worth, Country Meat Market still takes pride in old-fashioned customer service and quality. Find them at 6899 East Lancaster Avenue in Fort Worth. Call now, 817-457-9781. That's 817-457-9781. Go to countrymeatmarket.com or find them on Facebook. Listen close. The first 50 customers who buy 200 pounds of meat or more get 20 ribeye steaks free. No freezer, no problem. New freezers as low as $4 a week. Country Meat Market, bringing families back to the dinner table since 1978.
Hello, golfers. Pat Wheeler. Are you buying or selling real estate in today's market that is whiskey hot? Then call a pro, James Christie of Keller Williams. Just call him Realtor Jim. Realtor Jim will take care of business, your business. He's a tall Texan, polite and efficient as Jordan Spieth. Realtor Jim helped me find a condo in Dallas that I still love today 2 years later. Call Realtor Jim at 972-365-4401. Call Realtor Jim today and be happy you did. That's 972-367-4401.
Hi, this is Bo Porter with the Major League Baseball Players Trust. This message is for our active duty who are away from their families this holiday season. On behalf of Major League Baseball Players Trust, we would like to send our greatest gratitude for serving our country and all that you do to allow us to enjoy the freedom and the peace that we enjoy each and every day. So our hats off to you and thank you for your service. Happy holidays from Major League Baseball Players Trust.
Merry Christmas.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now, back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Jim and Robin and Ron. We're your team for Alliance for the Brave. And this morning, we want to say thank you again to all of our Facebook friends from around the world that are joining us in the Armed Forces Radio Network, as you are joining us as well. I think we've got a very, very special guest waiting on the phone, a very dear friend who does everything that... No? He's not on the phone? Uh-oh. Well...
We're batting...
Oh. What?
No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Oh! I was going to say we're batting zero today. But
I got to tell you, I get all these mixed signals. Drove me crazy there for about a half a second. Hey, the right way to do things. Chuck Wright, U.S. Marine financial advisor. He takes care of my mother-in-law and my wife's family. I am so appreciative of all you do, but especially what you do for all of our veterans in Dallas-Fort Worth. Chuck Wright, welcome aboard, buddy.
Hey, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Hey, Chuck, you are heavily involved in Wreaths Across America, and that's coming up here in the next week or so. Please tell us a little bit about that, because that is not only Dallas and the National Cemetery, that's around the world, isn't it?
Yes, that is an international program. They will be on December 15th. We will be laying wreaths on the grave sites of veterans in cemeteries, not only across the nation, but around the world. And we have a special ceremony this year in Normandy, France, where something big happened back in the 40s. There are quite a few of our veterans who, that is where they will spend eternity, and we don't ever want to forget them.
That's one of the very, very few places in the world outside the U.S. where we own real estate, and it's actually a cemetery. Chuck, one of the things that you and I have talked a great deal, because I went, you and I filmed it one year, the Gold Star families who go to put wreaths on the graves. The wonderful, wonderful story that you introduced me to, that lady who put the wreath on her son's grave. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Mary Bush. That is Mary Bush. She is a wonderful lady. I will be on later next year. We talked about this with another project honoring Gold Star families. But Gold Star families are those who have lost a loved one in the line of duty. And Mary Bush lost her son in Afghanistan in 2009. And that is when she began working with Wreaths Across America. His name was Peter Corsi, and obviously she has since remarried. And he is interned up at the top of the hill in Section 76. And I need to say just a little bit, because that's the highest point at the DFW National Cemetery, and our cemetery really is beautiful. It's rolling hills. It's out by Dallas Baptist University. It looks out over Mountain Creek Lake. It is an absolutely gorgeous setting. But this is very much a tribute, and this is very much goes to the very heart of the mission of Reads Across America. And in that interview that you did, which was a great interview, she told the story. And this is the story. This is sharing. Our motto is remember, honor, and teach. And all of that was present in that interview that you did. And it is a way for her to connect to her son every year that he is never forgotten. And we want all of our veterans to never be forgotten. And the teach part of it, and one of the things we'll talk about, I'll get to it in a second, we invite and we really encourage the people who come out to Les Rees to bring their kids, to bring their grandkids, to bring their neighbors' kids, because this is how you teach. This is how children learn the importance of what these veterans did.
Chuck, I think it's so important that people know. Also, I think it's important that we get some financial support. How can you donate to Reads Across America to help pay for it? Because these are beautiful wreaths. I've helped you each year do this. It's an important thing. Ron, you're going to be doing it this year with
your fraternity.
Definitely.
Yes. Kappa. Go ahead.
Ron, you're going to be out there too, which is great.
Yes, Kappa Lambda Chi, we're going to be out there as well. We're looking at about roughly 20 of us that'll be out there with you, Chuck. So I'll look for you and shake your Marine Corps hand. Yes. Don't crush me, man.
And Chuck, as this segment is going to be coming to a close very soon, we also want to talk about the other opportunity you're heavily involved in, and that's Toys for Tots, toy drives going on throughout the communities.
All throughout DFW right now, we are doing our drives for Toys for Tots. And people can get more information if you want to find a location to drop off a toy. Google Toys for Tots, and you can Google Dallas-Fort Worth. You can Google, there'll be a drop-down menu for a location. You can Google Denton County. You can Google, I haven't had enough coffee this morning, Collin County. We are doing drives. We will be on the 6th of December. The Collin County group will be at the Allen Event Center. On the 8th of December, we will be at Rough Rider Stadium in Frisco. And then the weekend that we're having Reads Across America, which is the 15th of December, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're going to be staged outside the Walmart at Spring Creek and 75 in Plano. So any of those, come by and see us. If you're in the rest of the Metroplex, all of those events, be it DFW, be it Denton County, be it Collin County, you can find by reaching the national website and then just using the drop-down menu to get to Texas, to get to your specific location.
Chuck, what are some specifics when considering a toy that you might be purchasing to donate?
The biggest needs are both boys and girls. Between the ages of 6 and 16. So anything in there, we get all kinds of great toys. We get sporting equipment. We get Nerf guns. We've got people that are donating gyrocopters. And that's kind of a problem because Santa's elves in the workshop have a habit of breaking that stuff open and playing with it. No. Very strict rules about that. But it is so tempting. Just bring an unwrapped toy. That way we know what it is and we can break it out. Now, one thing that you've given me the opportunity, if you are an organization that has children that have a need, if you're a church, if you're a civic organization, if you're a school, the exact same website, only the tab will be Request a Toy, and it will give you an opportunity to put your information in there. And we're not asking for money for Toys for Tots. We're one of the few that we'd like it, we'll take it, we can buy a lot of toys with it, but the toys become the most important. But our biggest need right now, surprisingly enough, are distributors of toys. So those organizations, please reach out to us. We'll take your order. You know, we're going to ask you to distribute the toys for us. We're not going to actually do that. But we'll put that order together for you. And depending on how large it is, we may actually even deliver it to you.
Hey, Chuck, I had a trivia question for you. Are you still working with the Texas Horse Park, South Dallas? Do you still work with the horse park out there?
I am still a donor to them.
You're talking
about the Who's for Hero program,
yes,
down at EatQuest.
Yes.
And that is a remarkable program. They are doing a world of good. In fact, I have to tell this. I don't know if Jim shared this on the air, but Jim was the MC. I'm not sure he did it last year, but the year before. And they were featured in Cowboys and Indians magazine.
Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Very neat. Okay, so what's the trivia question?
Oh, that was it.
That was it.
I remember seeing Chuck out there. We were doing a cleanup of the park. We were cutting shrubbery and things of that nature. But I think Chuck was in charge of doing a little small building, a little woodworking project out there,
building some sheds. And they are called loafing sheds. And I had never known this, even though our family owned horses.
That's the trivia.
There you go.
Loafing sheds are where the animals will go in to get out of the weather.
Well, I got to tell you, Chuck, I'm going to interrupt you to tell everybody, you do so much for veterans. You're a member of IAVA, which is the Afghanistan and Iraq Veterans. You're a member of Marine Corps League in Collin County. You're also, I believe you're a precinct chairman for one of the districts. You do so much in the community, and you're an investment advisor who is absolutely unbelievable. The right way to do things. I wanted just a special tribute to you for all you do, not only Reads Across America, Toys for Tots, Who's the Heroes, Marine Corps League, you name it. If you want to know about it, go to Chuck Wright. Where can people get a hold of you, brother?
You can reach me through my financial planning page, which is LoneStarWealthStrategies.biz. You can reach me on my cell, 214-491-8605. Or you can reach my email, which is frisco1040@vetgiving.org. So I'm out there. The one thing, I don't come all the way back to where we started. You'd asked about donations, and yes, donations to Wreaths Across America are really inexpensive. A wreath is only $15 to donate. And you can do that on our website, which is dfwreaths.com. Very simple site. Just hit the, when the site opens up, hit the donate button. It will also give you all the information about coming out. And I'll say that real fast. Wear comfortable shoes. We start at 11, but please try to get there by 9:30. The park, the cemetery, and it looks a lot like a park. It's absolutely beautiful, but it is not geared for parking. So try to get there early, and you will be doing a little bit of walking. It's scheduled to be, the distant weather reports say we're going to have a good day. We've only had one bad one since we've been doing this. And it was just cold that day, but we still got the wreaths out. And it is just, once we place all those wreaths and all of that color that's out there, and it's just absolutely beautiful.
Well, God's going to open the skies for sunshine for sure for you guys. Chuck, is there a deadline for donations? The event's coming up December 15th, which is only 2 weeks away as we kick off December today.
And that is Friday the 7th. So Pearl Harbor Day is our deadline for donations to make sure wreaths get to DFW. And let me say one thing. Our website will take you to a sub-site of the national site, and so you'll notice that you'll actually go to a different page from our webpage. But the importance of it is if you go directly to the national site, all the wreaths are going to go to Arlington, which is fine, but Dallas has a bigger need right now than Arlington does. But yes,
All right.
Harbor Day. So get it in before that day that will live in infamy.
All right. Chuck Wright, thank you so very, very much. Hey, I want to talk for half a second, though, about what I do with Homebridge. Homebridge is the eighth largest mortgage company in the nation. We bring mortgage services and planning and helping people to enjoy home ownership. I specialize in working with senior financing. I have team members that are miracle makers. We're here to help you. Homebridge is here to be your place for home mortgage lending.
And you can connect directly to them from our website, Alliance for the Brave.
Thank you, Miss Robin. I appreciate that. All right, we're going to be back in just a few minutes with these words from our partners. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for watching us on Facebook. We got a special thing coming up in the next hour. Stick around.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Entell, U.S. Army retired.
Don't bet on strategies, bet on people. Leaders make the difference. If it was just up to strategy, if it was just a mathematical equation, if 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 3, you don't need a leader. The problem is in complex situations, particularly in wicked situations. Leaders make the difference. Wicked problems are such that can only be solved by leaders with insight. Therefore, leaders must know and must be able to accomplish whatever the task is. You must pick leaders who can do this. You bet on leaders. You don't bet on strategies. You bet on people. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services.
Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. You've got Robin in the Two Hoods here on Alliance for the Brave. What a beautiful day in the neighborhood. We've got it going. Ron, you wanted to talk a little bit about a job fair that you've got coming up, brother?
That is correct. That is correct. This is going to be on the 14th of December. It's going to be held at the Crown Plaza Dallas Market Center. And the exact address for that is 7050 Stimmons Freeway, Dallas, Texas. And if you need the zip code, 75247. Again, this is going to be a hiring fair, so strategically targeted for veterans on this particular day. But everyone's invited out there. Again, December 14th from 11 a.m. all the way up until 1 p.m.
What type of employers are going to be out there? Do you know?
Right now, we are looking at basically mid-level employers. Right now, we're looking at Trinity River Authority. Texas Veterans Commission is going to be out there. We have Veterans Employment Liaisons who are in contact with a lot of the HRs that are going to be there presently that day as well.
How about for those who might be looking for bridge employment, so to speak, just through the holidays, like an extra revenue stream?
Yes. UPS is one of our major ones that's going to be out there. They do have summertime help and wintertime help, seasonal time help, but when you do seasonal, this is a secret to the industry. If they like how you work, you can be hired on full time. So don't look at part time as a negative thing.
And like Max was saying on Facebook, that first impression can really lead to a job that you love.
And you only get one time to do it. So definitely dress accordingly. And remember, your job interview starts when you first pull into that parking lot. Number one, you need to be there at least 15 to 20 minutes prior. But when you introduce yourself to that receptionist, you need to be on your best behavior, be as cordial as possible, establish that rapport, because guess what? They're going to come out and ask her after all the interviews are complete, how was this particular person? How did they interact with you?
And hey, you may not know that receptionist could be a CEO. True. What is that TV show, that reality show, Undercover?
Undercover Boss.
Undercover yes. Boss. I love that.
Well, let me tell you something. The most important person in many, many organizations is the receptionist, because she makes the first impression for everybody. And let me tell you, I worked in a bunch of major corporations, and they rely on what they, I mean, they're doing an interview. What you don't know is they may go out later on and say, what did that person do in the lobby? What was your impression of that person? And let me tell you something, be professional, be, Ron?
You want to be as professional as possible. Don't sit there chewing gum. I wouldn't even pick up the magazines, to read. If you're going to read anything, pick up one of their corporate manuals or something, or continue to just observe the areas or surroundings around you, and just stay professional.
And also stay genuine. Be your true, real self.
Yes.
Because that's what they're wanting as well. And little tip, if you are in a room with other people, also be mindful of how you interact with other people that you don't think have anything to do with you interviewing or getting the job.
Especially,
because they're watching how you interact with others as well.
Especially the volume of your speech. You know, you want to keep it at a very monotone level. These things sound trivial, but I'm telling you.
Eye contact.
Eye contact.
That's a tough one sometimes.
Yes, you never want to go no more than 7 seconds when you're interacting with someone and you have your eye contact. You want to look away and take the breaks. Elsewise, you're just going to have a staring contest and you're going to be bug-eyed like a fish. All right. So always.
Well, I did that with some of the dates that I had many, many years ago. Man, no wonder it didn't work.
Well, you might be interviewing on dates as well.
Right,
so this might be good tips
here
for your personal
life. Here we go to the end. So, this is a wonderful thing. Go to the Texas Veterans Commission. Go to our Alliance for the Brave. I want to make a special point. God bless the family of George Bush, the 41st President of the United States. And I want to say a special prayer of thank you and a blessing to all of our active duty and veterans who are serving as either first responders or active duty around the world. thank you for all you do to keep us safe. In Jesus' name, we offer this prayer of protection.
All right, guys, and if you can, get involved with Toys for Tots. Go to toysfortots.org and Reads Across America. Don't forget that donation deadline is December 12th. Go to dfwreads.com.
This has been Alliance for the Brave with the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for being on board our radio ship today.
News, talk, weather, sports. This is 1160 AM KBDT, Highland Park, Dallas-Fort Worth. Big D Talk. The news starts now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. George Herbert Walker Bush, the 41st President of the United States, has died. He passed away late Friday night in Houston. His five children, former President George W. Bush, and his siblings, Jeb, Neil, Dorothy, and Marvin, said their father was a man of the highest character and the best dad a son or daughter could ask for. The family said they're grateful for condolences coming in from all over the globe. George H.W. Bush was the nation's last World War II president, and he spoke often about his motivation for public service.
There is a higher purpose to life beyond oneself. I speak of family, of community, of ideals. I speak of duty, honor, country.
George Herbert Walker Bush, dead at age 94. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I don't often recommend books on my show, but if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention. It is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. This book gets my highest five-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
President Trump is in Argentina for the G20 summit, and he's been quite busy. NAFTA is now a done deal, signed by the United States, Mexico, and Canada.
We've worked hard on this agreement. It's been long and hard. We've taken a lot of barbs and a little abuse, and we got there. It's great for all of our countries.
It was a strong earthquake, 7.0, and it rattled Anchorage, Alaska, displacing many people into Red Cross shelters. Volunteer Bruce Whelan.
We're setting up for about 100 people right now, but we can certainly take a lot more if we need it. So anybody who doesn't have any heat, any power, please come by. We can certainly help you out. We're going to be feeding everybody quite well.
The Anchorage Police Department reported major damage to infrastructure across the city, and there's also reports of widespread power outages, but so far, no fatalities. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Fire investigators say the apartment complex fire in San Marcos that killed Texas State University students was intentionally set. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
ATF agent Fred Milanowski says he can't reveal whether it was one person or a group that set the fire.
Investigators here know where it was set and they know how it was set. And obviously either an individual or multiple individuals that were there that set it also know that information. And we're the only ones, the individuals that set it and us know that. So that's why we're going to keep that information close to the vest in this investigation.
There's a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the people responsible. That apartment fire July 20th killed five people. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A woman fatally shoots an intruder, and then suddenly she has a heart attack. Here's the story from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
The 74-year-old Kansas woman shot and killed the intruder while she was on the phone with a 911 dispatcher, and then she had the heart attack. Leavenworth County attorney Todd Thompson says the woman is recovering and she's expected to be okay. And he says she, quote, obviously will not be facing charges over the death of 41-year-old Ralph Byrd Jr., who broke into her Leavenworth home early Saturday. Court records show Byrd had been convicted in 2017 of an attempted home burglary. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Family Entertainment is proud to present the America's Greatest Hero series. Parts of this show have been excerpted from the Family Entertainment's award-winning animated stories.
And first responders, presented by...
Welcome to Great American Heroes, hosted by George Washington, father of...
And Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. America, let's take action to take care of our brave men and women who put their lives on the line to serve us locally, nationally, and around the world. It's time to tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
In the air, everywhere, around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, where we bring education, information, and communication to today's veterans, active duty military, and first responders. I'm Jim Blythe, your host. Joining me, our executive director, my co-host, Robin Valtudo, and the very special co-host, Ron Abrams, with the Texas Veterans Commission.
Air Assault.
Yeah, man. We are the dream team to bring you information. Robin in the two hoods, as I call it.
I'm going to call Santa's helpers.
Yeah, okay. That's no bad deal.
I'm supposed to be the Santa helper.
You know, Robin, every once in a while, we get to do a spotlight story. We get to do something that really features a top-notch veteran. So today, you brought us somebody I am really fired up to meet. Abdul Cassiano, welcome aboard, buddy.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for having me.
We are just honored to have you as our service spotlight story today, and not just service, but student as well. And we're going to dive into your story and how you've taken full advantage of the military benefits for higher education that you have earned, that so many veterans have earned and just either forget to take advantage of or just don't know how to.
Yeah, so I'm currently a student at TCU right now. I'm a senior social work major getting ready to graduate this December.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much. So I got out of the service, out of the Navy in 2012. And like most veterans, I didn't know what exactly I was going to do. So I worked a few odd jobs, and I was actually in the process of trying to become a police officer. And what wound up happening was I actually wound up working as a detention officer in hopes of transitioning into the police force. And really what I was looking for was kind of like that camaraderie that I was missing from the service when I got out. And like you were saying earlier, there are some veterans that don't take advantage of those benefits. And I was actually going to be one of those veterans at one point because I had I didn't have any intentions on going to college.
Did you have anybody guiding you as you were transitioning out? And we're going to segue back to your service story in more detail. Sure. But was anybody really mentoring as you were getting ready to transition out?
As I was transitioning out, I didn't really have much of a mentor. But as I went on, I actually wound up meeting my wonderful wife, who actually wound up being a role model and a hero for me, and actually said that I should go to college.
Shout out to Chelsea, who herself is in law school. Wow.
Yes, definitely.
And you are passionate about helping people. I see this in the information that you send me. You've been involved in CASA. That's a great charity. Mm-hmm. So tell me about your passion, how you found yourself and then headed down this road towards the social work.
How did you find that passion?
So I found it when I got hired on as a work study at Tarrant County College. I worked in the Transition Assistance Center, and what I would help students do was transfer from the community college to four-year schools. And it was at that moment when I realized that I really enjoy being that person for students. So they would come in, and our TCC, or Tarrant County College South Campus, the students that kind of come in, or our population, doesn't necessarily have the family that kind of understands the process of getting into school or understands the struggle behind it. So these kids would come through the door and say, hey, I got accepted into UNT, or I got accepted to the University of Texas. And I was actually one of the first people to greet them and say, oh, congratulations, you're... This is great
a big
news.
Step. A big first step in their transition to providing a better life for themselves, for their families.
Absolutely. And it's what guided my path into social work. I was like, this is what I want to continue to do for people.
So did you get your associate's degree at TCC?
I did. I got my associate's degree at Tarrant County College at South Campus. Yeah.
And when he's saying the Welcome Center, you're talking about the Vet Success Centers on all five of the Tarrant County College campuses. And then that associate's degree took you to TCU, where you will be graduating your undergraduate degree in social work on next Saturday. No, in 2 weeks.
Wow.
Not only just graduating, guys. This is a guy that went from, I don't think I'm going to college, to getting his associate's degree and then getting his undergrad degree with a 4.0 GPA. And he is also summa cum laude. So do you have your speech ready to go?
No speech ready to go. I'm just really grateful to walk across that stage and have everyone that loves me be there and support. I will have something lined up for them at the end of it, of course.
Okay, wait a minute. You're Navy, you were an ordnanceman. You got to go out with a big bang.
Okay, I can do something.
You got to do a bam, you know? You got to show them the way, brother.
I can do it.
We're not talking about any big bangs like, what was that old 80s, 70s, 80s movie with the Belushi brothers in there on the college campus? You know, they mooned everybody as they were graduating. So no big bangs like that, right?
Gotcha. No. Maybe like a shimmy or a shake.
Respectful.
Yeah, maybe a little dance across the stage will work out just fine.
Yeah. Hey, that's great.
Wrap yourself in the American flag underneath.
And that was National Lampoon's Animal House.
Yes, Animal House. There we go. Animal House.
Yeah.
Right.
You also grew up in Jersey up until you were about, what, 14?
14 years old.
And then moved to Texas.
Yes. So we got relocated. My father worked for General Motors in New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
And he was kind of told that there's a possibility the plant would close down. He wanted to refrain from our family ending up in Michigan. So he put in for the Florida plant and the Texas plant. And here we are. And it's probably the best thing that ever happened for our family.
Jersey is not a walk in the park, man.
No, not at all.
Well, do you guys want to learn something interesting about your gal here? I was born in Jersey. I am actually truly a Jersey girl.
Really? What happened to the accent? Where's the accent?
We moved to Texas pretty quickly, but those were my roots. Abdel, we're going to take a step back and we'll continue through the educational process and how you learned how to use your benefits from the military to pay for your degrees and now heading into your master's program. But let's talk about how did you find the military?
So I found myself at a crossroads when I got out of high school. I knew that college wasn't the route for me because I really wasn't passionate about schoolwork. So I thought to myself, well, I'll join the service. I wanted to at least be proactive and have something I can put down on my resume and something that would at least give me a foundation to carry me forward on any adventure or journey or endeavor that I was going to do. And it's definitely paid off. I've acquired so many attributes and characteristics that have paid off in the long run.
And how did you choose Navy of all of the branches?
Because my dad walked me into the office.
Wow. Do you come from a generation of service in your family?
Yes. So my dad was 10 years in the Army, 11 Bravo. He was infantryman. My sister's currently in right now. It's my stepsister. She's in. She's been in, I think, going on 15 years, maybe a little bit more. She's a Navy chief.
Wow. What is her name?
Denise. I wish I knew her last name now. Contreras, I think, because she got married. But it's Denise Villanueva.
Wow. Congratulations, Denise. Thank you for your service. Also to your father, too. So interesting. He's Army, but he walked you into the Navy office.
Yes, he did. I wanted to consider joining the Army, and And we were at the recruiting stations where they were all four kind of lined up. And he, like, grabbed my shirt. And he was like, absolutely not. He was like, your mother would kill me. So he took me in a different direction and walked me into the Navy door. And it was a great decision.
Oh, yeah. You went to Great Lakes then, boot camp.
I did go to Great Lakes.
And then where did you do your A school training?
So I went in as an undesignated airman, and I went to Pensacola, Florida, and they kind of taught us how to chalk and chain, kind of do some aviation stuff on the flight deck.
Brown shirt.
Blue shirt. Blue shirt is what they were teaching us how to do.
Then you went on to get involved in being ordnanceman and dealing with that. And a lot of people don't realize how tremendously technical some of that stuff is, because you're talking about not just loading bombs, but many of the electronic systems and weapons systems and various systems that you guys have to work with. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah. No, there's a lot that goes into ordnance. And it was great how I kind of pulled into it. I met the right person at the right time. I thought I was going to be on the flight deck. I met a master chief who actually liked my personality on the plane and said, nope, he's not going up top. I'm pulling him into the ordnance men. And yeah, there's a lot that goes into assemblies. I did what they call OSEP. So I did the service weapon, the equipment. So I made sure the equipment that was moving the ordnance around was up to par and ready to go.
Hey, we just gonna chime in real quick, guys. We've been talking about first impressions throughout the entire show so far. So kudos to you. That first impression took you in a different pathway.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me give you a little something, though, that you probably never thought about. Because I had a good friend who was in communications and the technology and all, and then he worked with some of that equipment. He ended up with a great job opportunity with Raytheon here in Dallas, and he worked in their missile and fire control systems. So a lot of people that are active duty or a lot of veterans don't realize some of these job skills are in high demand in industry today.
Sure.
But then you made a departure from that. You went out on the Carl Vinson.
I did.
You got to go around the world.
Oh, yeah. I did a world cruise. We did Bahrain, Dubai, Singapore. Well, Bahrain twice because we reported in them.
What years were you in Bahrain? When I was with the Jaguars, our cheerleaders, we were working with USO and Armed Forces Entertainment. We performed several years in Bahrain and Kuwait.
05. So the Carl Vinson was just kind of floated around. We relieved the Abraham Lincoln in the Persian Gulf, so that's why we did two stops in Bahrain.
So then you came back on around Singapore, Hong Kong. Did you go to Hong Kong?
No, Hong Kong. We did Greece as well.
Oh, wow. Oh, what part of Greece?
Oh, I wish.
All over. Just all over.
Yokosuka, Japan? Did you do? No?
No, it wasn't. So what I was hearing from some of the sailors, it wasn't like the ideal world cruise. So we did like maybe like five or six stops, but really what we're trying to do is get to Newport News Shipyard to try to do the overhaul because the ship was about to get a whole restructure.
And you had to go back around. Did you go through the Suez Canal or around?
We did go through the Suez Canal because the ship started in the West Coast and making its way to the East Coast to Norfolk.
Oh, that's what Newport they News. Did.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's tremendous. So you were in Norfolk, Virginia for a while.
Oh, all my career. I was an East Coast sailor all my career.
Man, I got to tell you, you missed out.
I did. San Diego
and North Island is the place.
That's what I've heard.
Well, Abdel, how did you finish up your service and how many years total did you serve?
So I served 8 years. I finished my service at Comnav Airlant. So I worked for the Admiral of the East Coast Fleet or for the carriers. And so I worked there as a custodian for secret, top secret material, just kind of getting people into the meetings they needed to get into and kind of making sure that everything was up to par and standards.
Yeah, I had a question for you concerning transition. You've got a lot of veterans who are coming out. They're getting bachelor's degrees in a lot of things that really can't find them a job.
Sure.
So how do you approach them when you're sitting down with the veteran?
When I sit down with the veteran, there's several phases that I kind of go through. The first thing we talk about is which benefit we're going to use. After we talk about which benefit we're going to use, we talk about I kind of let them know right off the bat that it's okay that they don't know what they necessarily want to do. But right around their sophomore year of college, we need to start narrowing it down. And then I play a very realistic game with them. I say, this is what you want to do. Okay, fine. Well, here are the job opportunities. So like using the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which has been one of our favorite websites to go to. And we kind of say, this is what's available. But this is what the job market is calling for. And these are your prospects. For those who kind of find themselves picking a degree that might not necessarily meet the needs of what society's asking for, I always just tell them to pad their resume as much as possible with different skills.
Excellent.
Well, I want to definitely continue down that pathway and talk about the benefits that are available.
And the success that you're having, because you've also gotten a congressional award.
I did.
And we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show after this break.
Let's do that, and we'll give a special thank you and shout out to your beautiful wife, who's also in the studio
Chelsea.
With us.
She's my hero.
I love her. And she's going to be an attorney? Wow. All right.
Yes.
Tell you what, this is Robin in the Two Hoods, and we're with Abdel, and we're talking about success in transitioning, going to school, doing all that you can do, and being passionate about what you can do. So we'll be right back after these words from all of our partners, and we're going to be giving you more information on how to be successful. So stick around and come on back.
In your car, take a look at those stickers on your windshield. You're probably due or overdue for an oil change, maybe a state inspection for your upcoming new registration. Now take a moment to go to freewaytireshop.com and print a coupon good for $10 off an oil change. You'll find other offers like a free brake check and super deals on name brand tires too. Freeway Tire at 3110 Stemmons sells tires and rims that fit your vehicle and your budget, including Goodyear, BF Goodrich, Michelin, and more. Freeway Tire has finance plans for major purchases or repairs too, so check it out today at freewaytireshop.com or call 214-267-2500 for an appointment. 214-267-2500. Don't waste time on I-35. Pull into Freeway Tire Shop at the Commonwealth exit. Save money and have your car serviced today. Freeway Tire Shop, 3110 Stemmons Freeway in Dallas.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Lighting, it's key to a great home, and Fashion Lamps at 4414 Lover's Lane in Dallas has stylish lamps and shades to complement your decor. Have a lamp that needs rewired or repaired? Fashion Lamps can fix it. They also reline lampshades and clean and repair chandeliers. Fashion Lamps has a large selection of shades and unique finials that can update the look of any lamp. Call Fashion Lamps today at 214-987-1004 and get 20% off lamp and shade purchases. Remember, Fashion Lamps.
Country Meat Market offers a better way to buy beef. High beef prices have consumers looking for a better way to buy beef, and Country Meat Market proves the old-fashioned way of buying beef saves customers 25% or more on their meat purchases. Let them fill your freezer with everything from a steak to a steer. Buy your beef in bulk from Country Meat Market and save time and money. Meat purchase plans start as low as $20 a week. After 40 years in Fort Worth, Country Meat Market still takes pride in old-fashioned customer service and quality. Find them at 6899 East Lancaster Avenue in Fort Worth. Call now, 817-457-9781. That's 817-457-9781. Go to countrymeatmarket.com or find them on Facebook. Listen close. The first 50 customers who buy 200 pounds of meat or more get 20 ribeye steaks free. No freezer, no problem. New freezers as low as $4 a week. Country Meat Market, bringing families back to the dinner table since 1978.
This is Captain Brandon Lechthaler, United States Coast Guard, and you're listening to Alliance for the Brave. I'm extremely thankful this holiday season for the men and women of the United States military. They serve overseas and protect us so that we at home can enjoy these holidays.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe with Robin Valtudo, our Executive Director, and Ron Abrams of the Texas Veterans Commission. We're doing a service spotlight story with Abdel Cassiano, U.S. Navy veteran, and an absolutely outstanding leader when it comes into education. Robin, because education is your area, you had some questions that you wanted to put forth.
I'm so grateful to not only work with our KBDET station and Alliance for the Brave, but I'm also full-time with Tarrant County College South Campus. Abdel and I were introduced through Valerie Grohl there, who heads up the Vet Success Center just recently. So we are colleagues. We didn't even realize it on the same campus. There's five campuses with TCC that are very veteran friendly, and now you work full time within the center, which is so remarkable. Abdel, let's continue on the pathway that Ron started, and that is using your military benefit to pay for education. So what are those options for those veterans tuning in?
I think the one that most people know is the post 9/11, the GI Bill that exists out there, the 36 college months. I think that's a fantastic benefit. It supplies you with the BH, so kind of a living stipend, and it also gives you a book stipend as well. But the great thing about the post 9/11 is that it's in conjunction with FAFSA, so you can use financial aid. And if you're a resident in Texas, you can also use your Texas Pell Grant, or excuse me, the Texas Public Education Grant with that. So in conjunction, yes.
Now, FAFSA and Pell Grant, just for those that aren't quite sure what that means, those are two scholarship opportunities, grant opportunities for degree pathways, not certifications, non-credit work.
Right. Yeah. And what I really hope to do, or what I would like to see happen more often, at least what we're working on at Tarrant County College, is what I would like to do is start teaching veterans how to use their post 9/11 GI Bill to the maximum, right? Because what happens is it's 36 college months, but there's a time frame that we've got to play with. Like, you've got 4 years, and most veterans tell me they want zero debt. Like, I don't want to walk away from school, and especially like a place like TCU. How I get it often, like, how'd you do it?
Yeah,
like I plan on applying to their master's program at some point, but I have benefits left over, so I hope to teach them some sort of, I would call it GI Bill literacy.
I like that.
Like financial literacy with that, to kind of teach them how do we extend the benefits.
And it's not just for veterans post-service. Right. It is during the officer who we heard the holiday message from, Captain Brandon Lechthaler, who heads up the Coast Guard out there at Norfolk for the East Coast. He is now working on his doctorate degree and at the War College, and he's using his benefit while he is still active duty.
Oh, yeah. It's been great. It's taken a lot of burning off my shoulders, my family's shoulders. Of course, you know, I do my part. And that's what I tell people when it comes to the post 9/11. You have to do your part, because you can't just solely live on the post 9/11.
Right.
You have to at least consider getting like a part time job, or learn again how to do financial literacy with the whatever grants or scholarships you have ever received.
Well, Abdel, what was so impressive to me about you, which was, it was so exciting to get you on the air with us in the studio so that my colleagues could also just feel your energy and passion, was that you had value for what the government was giving back to you for your service, for your sacrifice. Here's how the government, the people are sacrificing for you. And boy, howdy, did you make the most of it. You got your associate's degree in social work.
Right.
You're graduating with a 4.0 from TCU. Do you know how hard that is? That is very, very hard. It takes a lot of diligence and dedication, and not just 4.0, but summa cum laude. Unbelievable. And we hope that other service members, active duty, reserve, or veterans, that you have that same approach. You value what's being given to you.
Oh,
what you've earned, what you've earned.
Absolutely. And I think about it also from the people who sacrificed for me, who have gone out of their way to make sure I can go to school, like my wonderful wife, like my mother-in-law, my mom, and my dad, giving me a place to stay without having to worry about rent. And also, I just want to give back. Like,
all right, I do want to mention one other opportunity out there for funding, guys. If the GI Bill doesn't work, and when we come back, we're going to dive into Hazelwood as well for those that are Texas-related. But there is a new opportunity out there called the Texas Public Education Grant that gives you up to $1,500 for an academic school year to earn non-credit certificates. So we'll dive into a little bit more of that when we come back.
I tell you what, with his GPA and the award that he got, this guy needs to have a great full-ride scholarship for that master's degree. And let me tell you, there's going to be a lot of job opportunities open up for you.
Oh, TCC's so, already snagged him at this
right,
point.
All right. So tell you what, let's do. Let's come back after this break. Let's talk more about how you make the pay work for you so that you can play.
Right.
All right. This
all
is Jim Blythe like with that. Robin Valtudo and Ron Abrams, and we've got...
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. George Herbert Walker Bush, the 41st President of the United States, has died. He passed away late Friday night in Houston. His five children, former President George W. Bush, and his siblings, Jeb, Neil, Dorothy, and Marvin, said their father was a man of the highest character and the best dad a son or daughter could ask for. The family said they're grateful for condolences coming in from all over the globe. George H.W. Bush was the nation's last World War II president, and he spoke often about his motivation for public service.
There is a higher purpose to life beyond oneself. I speak of family, of community, of ideals. I speak of duty, honor, country.
George Herbert Walker Bush, dead at age 94. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort?
Looking for a better way to buy beef? And Country Meat Market proves the old-fashioned way of buying beef saves customers 25% or more on their meat purchases. Let them fill your freezer with everything from a steak to a steer. Buy your beef in bulk from Country Meat Market and save time and money. Meat purchase plans start as low as $20 a week. After 40 years in Fort Worth, Country Meat Market still takes pride in old-fashioned customer service and quality. Find them at 6899 East Lancaster Avenue in Fort Worth. Call now, 817-457-9781. That's 817-457-9781. Go to countrymeatmarket.com or find them on Facebook. Listen close. The first 50 customers who buy 200 pounds of meat or more get 20 ribeye steaks free. No freezer, no problem. New freezers as low as $4 a week. Country Meat Market, bringing families back to the dinner table since 1978. Since 1983, the best thing to a natural rain is a sprinkler system from Texas Watering Solutions. If you're looking for a professionally installed system, the only number you need is 469-265-4427. They'll put in a state-of-the-art system that'll keep your lawn green and your foundation properly watered. If you just need a service call for a broken sprinkler head, call 469-265-4427 right now. They can find leaks, breaks, and other issues quickly, and a basic service call is just $65. That's the best deal in DFW, and they're available 24 hours for major repairs. Texas Watering Solutions Leak Detection Service will save on water bills and eliminate those mosquito breeding grounds, too. For any issue with your lawn, sod, retaining walls, sprinklers, or leaks, write this number down. 469-265-4427. Texas Watering Solutions. Call them today. 469-265-4427. Texas Watering Solutions.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Bo Porter with the Major League Baseball Players Trust. This message is for our active duty who are away from their families this holiday season. On behalf of Major League Baseball Players Trust, we would like to send our greatest gratitude for serving our country and all that you do to allow us to enjoy the freedom and the peace that we enjoy each and every day. So our hats off to you and thank you for your service. Happy holidays from Major League Baseball Players Trust.
Merry Christmas.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now, back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
I want to welcome today Abdul Cassiano, our service spotlight story, and how important it is. And you know, Abdul, I'm thinking about another Navy veteran who got out and was passionate about what he did, and he gave us a great legacy. And he passed away last night.
Wow.
President Bush. Mm-hmm. So I challenge you. I see the passion in your eyes to be able to help veterans and help people be very, very successful. And one of the tools you talked about was the Hazelwood Act.
Yes, the Hazelwood Act, an act given to a benefit or educational benefit given to people that are veterans that have joined from the state of Texas. But it's not, if the veteran opts not to choose it. So what it is, it's 150 free college credits that you've earned. And you can use it at any state school. You can't use it for private, but you can definitely use it for states. And the great news about the Hazelwood Act is if you opt not to continue with an advanced degree, say, from your post 9/11, and say you have children or a spouse, you can actually give that to them, or even you can divide the credits up. So if you've got two kids, you can split it up,
incredible
70
gift.
And 70, and it really eases the burden, because most people really want to get their undergrad from a very reputable school, what I've noticed. And then a lot of people want to at least get an advanced degree. And if they want to get it without having any debt, the Hazelwood sits right there for them as well.
And you were talking during break about a benefit to the spouse that's 100% something. I couldn't remember what you said.
Right. So what happens is if the veteran is listed or rated at 100% disability, each member of the family can receive their own version of the Hazelwood Act. So each of them gets one, as opposed to having to split the benefit. And it's really useful.
Oh, man, that's tremendous. That gives a whole family an opportunity to be successful.
Right. Yeah, it gives everyone a chance to go to school and everyone to kind of, you know, I almost feel like the military thing is a family-oriented work service. Like, everyone's a part of it. So the fact that now everybody gets a chance to go to school and really now give back to the person that's gone out there for them, it's by going to school, I think it's fantastic.
By having that, no family member is left behind.
That's
Where
right.
Have you heard that?
That's right, yes.
Abdel, do most college campuses have vet success type centers to assist veterans in exploring through what their options are?
So some do, I will say, some don't. But at TCC, we absolutely have a vet success center. And it has actually been the reason why I was able to make it as far as I have. Also places like the University of Texas at Arlington have a similar like a vet center with the trio. UNT is making a really big push, University of North Texas. TCU also has a veteran center. It's important that we have those places because they help with transitioning.
Abel, doesn't TCU have a, what do you call it, the military training group, the ROTC?
They do. They have ROTC, Army ROTC and Air Force ROTC.
I thought about that because can't a young person, if they're getting out of high school, they don't know what they want to do, they could go through that program and get basically a free education, couldn't they?
Absolutely. And the great part is that Tarrant County College, we offer the opportunity for them to do ROTC through Texas Christian University or the University of Texas at Arlington. So they can start sooner than later and try to get that scholarship.
What?
Oh, fantastic. What? We just got some breaking news from the other side of the window. Oh, Adele, you're holding out on us.
Yes, it's my birthday today.
Oh.
All right. Okay, here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Abdul. Happy birthday to you. He'll never be the same again. Yes. I got to tell you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the birthday wishes. I appreciate it.
I couldn't chime in on the singing. That's just not one of my gifts. No. But the heart is there. The spirit is there. Happy birthday.
No, thank you so much.
I'll see you do a backflip then.
That I will do for you. I can do a backflip for you.
All right.
How do folks reach you and the TCC Vet Success Center? You are located on the South Campus, but TCC, Tarrant County College, has 5 campuses
right.
with 5 different centers with counselors.
Mm-hmm. So if you want to reach me, I'm at Tarrant County College South Campus. That's off of 5301 Campus Drive in Fort Worth. You can also contact me at my email, which is abdel.cassiano@tccd.edu.
Spell it, buddy.
Yes, spell
absolutely. Abdel is A-B as in Bravo, D-E-L dot Cassiano, C-A-S-I-A-N-O at tccd.edu.
I was going to say, if you have any trouble with that, just go to allianceforthebrave.com, yes. Email me, and I will put you in touch with them.
Perfect.
So you're a perfect Texan, man. You got a Puerto Rican background.
There
you came from New Jersey as fast
right.
as you could.
I did.
And what I'd like to know is, you got your cowboy boots yet?
Oh, I have not gotten them. Maybe I'll wear those across graduation floor. Maybe
you
that'll
do
be
that.
The, maybe
you
that'll
do,
be the big thing.
Yeah, man.
That's the big bang
yeah.
right there is the cowboy boots.
That'll
and
work.
Switch it out for a cowboy hat. You guys, during the break, Ron brought up a really good point,
yes.
a part of the transition of expanding those benefit dollars.
Right. We speak to a lot of veterans every day, and we try to explain to them how that in a job description, you've got your qualifications, and then down at the bottom, your preferred section. And it's usually in the preferred section where you see must have a certification in. But how do you speak to veterans when it comes to stretching that money to get those certifications in the end?
The first talk starts with initially, what's your goal? What's your end goal? Where are we going? What I've noticed is some of these veterans come into our school and they actually wind up starting thinking real small. And I like to try to get them on a really large mindset. Like, hey, we have all these benefits. Let's see where we can go. And for example, let's use a big one that I push for people who want to talk to people but get into business but are kind of worried about the math. Let's just talk about like human resources. That's a huge field right now for people yep. to get into. So what we tell people to do is get your bachelor's in resource in human resource, but there's also the SHRM. So that's the
yes. Society for Human Resource Management.
That's yes. right, which is normally asked for on most resumes. So we're like, hey, let's use this benefit, and then let's go ahead and save some of these dollars you've gotten from financial aid or the financial aid or Texas Public Education Grant, and hold on to it and try to get that certification.
Excellent.
Excellent.
That's genius.
And, you know, we all need guidance going through college. I remember my freshman year at SMU, and there was incredible guidance there. But then when I transferred my sophomore year to a 50,000 student campus, I couldn't even tell you who my counselor was. Mm-hmm. And I ended up taking a number of hours I didn't even need. And then my final year of graduation, realizing, whoa, I'm still missing a couple of classes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We will have some vets that will sometimes so what happens is there are two types of degrees. What we like to do is put people on what we call the Associates of Arts or the Associates of Science. And that's a degree that will guarantee to track them into a 4-year school, right? Because what happens is sometimes they'll view the website, and that's why we have the Vet Success Center to guide them and show them, like, hey, I know what you're seeing right here, but what's your long-term plan? Are you going to four-year school? Let's stay away from the Associates of Art, let's just say in criminal justice, which would leave them at practically an additional two semesters extra wherever they go next. So to avoid that, they come, they see us, we get them on the plan, we get them on a track. And what we try to do is be conscious as well. We don't want them to waste their benefits at TCC, right? So if we need to, for example, TCU is a great example. After they get about 30 credits, we want to shoot them as fast as possible over to that school so they don't fall into debt.
Very, very good. Well, again, you can talk to Abdel and a number of other counselors through Tarrant County College Vet Success Centers at all five campuses. And if you can't remember abdel.cassiano@tccd.edu, just research, Google Tarrant County College, and then search Vet Success Centers.
Yes.
And you'll get to someone very, very knowledgeable. Unbelievable. Abdel, and congratulations to you, too. We're so thankful to you for sharing.
And happy birthday.
For sharing how TCC and your beautiful bride helped encourage you in your transition to take the most out of what you've earned through your military benefits, and now you're putting it into work. You just were hired full-time to work with Tarrant County College. And on top of that, you just received an incredible award. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, sure. So Congressman Mark Vesey presented me with the Congressional Veteran Accommodation, and it took me by surprise. I didn't know that my supervisor, Valerie Grohl, had put me in for that award, and I am so blessed and humbled to receive it. You get it for a lot of the work that you do in kind of in the Fort Worth area. So what I did was, along with being a CASA, like you mentioned earlier, I also do a lot of work and actually serve as a research assistant for sexual violence prevention on college campuses.
And for those that do not know what CASA stands for, would you share that?
Absolutely. It's a court-appointed special advocate. And what we do is, we are the voice of the children that can't speak for themselves in the foster care system. So we kind of team up with CPS to kind of
get that is so hugely important, because my wife has been involved in that. I've been involved in that. A lot of people don't realize the tremendous need there. And I think CASA is very, very important. But let's go back one thing. Let's give this out again. Get out your pen. Get out your computer. Go to Abdel.Cassiano, that's Abdel.Cassiano at tcc.edu, and you will help people, veterans coming out, people transitioning. You're there to help them and guide them.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I'm there for, to go ahead and guide them and also help reduce that fear. Transitioning out of the military is hard in and of itself.
Yeah.
And going to college is a really hard step, because most of us who have joined the military at some point probably did not want to attend college. So I'm here to let them know that it's easier the older you get, and you're much more motivated than you probably once were. So give yourself the chance.
And because of your military service, you've got all these new skill sets that you didn't have when you were coming right out of high school.
Got the discipline to do the studies.
Absolutely. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I encourage you know, all of our listeners today, our Facebook family and friends that are listening, thank you guys. Please share this valuable information forward, whether it's learning more about the offerings through Tarrant County College's Vet Success Centers or another college near your area. As we know, we've got listeners around the nation tuning in today.
Abdel, I want to make a point, because I saw this when I went through the various and sundry Navy training programs, whether it was the A school or the B school that I went to in computer work. I think it's important people know the Navy's training programs are probably some of the best in the nation.
I agree.
And one of the things I found out was, when I went through my A school, that they actually work with the University of Tennessee in developing training programs to teach trainers how to train, teach teachers how to train. So we had some of the best in the world. And this is important. When families are talking with their high school age kids, where do you want to go? What do you want to do? My personal opinion is, take a look at the Navy. Army, terrific. Air Force, good. Coast Guard. But without a doubt, the training programs in the Navy are so outstanding. I think so many people think of the Navy in terms of, well, I want to go be a SEAL. You know what? You darn near have to have a doctorate degree. Those guys are so smart, and you almost have to be a professional athlete. For most of us, that's not where you're going to be able to go.
Right.
But the Navy's training program, in all you learned and what you did, you ended up working on an admiral's staff.
Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable.
It was awesome.
Abdel, very quickly, closing remarks.
I would definitely say come out, come to Terry Conley College, come give school a try. Absolutely take the first step. Just know that there are other people and other veterans just like you who are ready to make the change, and just know somebody will be there to support you.
Well, it's such an honor to have you today. Thank you so much. We've got one more segment to come back to, and we're going to welcome one of our colleagues of KBDT, the host of Wheels of Justice, Mr. Bo Carver, talking about where you can participate in Toys for Tots this afternoon.
How fun will that be? That's going to be a big party. So this is Jim Blythe with Robin Valtudo and Ron Abrams saying thank you so much, Abdul, for being on board with us today. And God bless you and all you do. And I'm praying for you, buddy, because I think you've got a huge future. This is Alliance for the Brave, and we'll be right back after these words.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've been on it now. It's got to be close to 5 or 6 years.
Wow.
But I've never run out, and I like to have a little cushion if I want to double up. If I feel a little, you know, like I need a little extra, I don't have to worry about, like, being stingy with it. I'm 54 years old, but anyway, 9 years ago, almost 10 years, it'll be 10 years this December 6th, and I went to work one day. I went, and I thought I had a sinus headache for a few days, but I had a massive brain aneurysm, hemorrhage of the brain, and a stroke right at work, and I was on my deathbed. I was on a respirator in a coma for 35 days in the brain trauma unit of the hospital in New Jersey, and the only reason they even tried to save my life was because I was 44 at the time. And 3 months later, I came home in a wheelchair. I had double vision. I had to learn to walk again, to speak again. One and one is two, write the alphabet. My body's been through a lot. And I mean, I used to be in bed for most of the, you know, if I went out and did a little something, I'd come home, I'd be in bed. Now I'm up by like 5:30 in the morning, and I go to the gym. I do shopping. I cook. I have energy all day. I mean, I'm talking to you now. I sound pretty wired. And I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning, and you know, I feel great. Overall, my whole outlook, just feeling, my mental aspect, everything is better. And when I came home, I was on 17 medications, not 17 wow. pills, 17 medications, maybe 40 pills a day. Now I'm down to 3 very, very, very low dose pills, and I'm hoping to get off of everything here. Where I was to what I am now, it's unbelievable. I mean, I'm so blessed. So you're speaking to literally a miracle.
For a limited time, use discount code USA to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code USA.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books, and unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Dan Zinger and Delano Attorneys, Houston. Attention. Have you been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma? Did you spend your life working hard in a shipyard or in the railroad industry? Were you a pipe fitter in the oil or gas industry? Maybe you worked in construction or are a proud Navy veteran. If you worked in any of these industries, there's a likelihood you worked with and around toxic levels of asbestos. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma and were exposed to asbestos, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call 800-814-5199. Our attorneys have been fighting for over 20 years to make sure that mesothelioma and lung cancer victims get the compensation they're entitled to. Our guarantee to you is that we only get paid if you get paid. So if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma and were exposed to asbestos, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call now, 800-814-5199. That's 800-814-5199.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antel, U.S. Army retired.
The higher in rank you are, the calmer you must be. The higher your position, the calmer you must be in front of the people that you lead. No one wants to follow someone who runs around yelling and screaming and has lost it. Leaders cannot afford to lose it. Leaders have to remain in control. If you're not in control, you are out of control. Therefore, the higher in rank you are, the calmer you must be. Give clear and precise instructions. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
Listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe with Robin Valtudo and Ron Abrams. We're going to be having a break in a minute and then welcome Pete Persaud for the next hour. What a great guy coming in. Robin, I want to thank you for bringing Abdul in. What a great person to talk about being successful and making that Absolutely. Successful transition. Absolutely. But we've got something special. We got a guy calling in that I got to meet last week.
Yes, yes. The famous Bo Carver, host of Wheels for Justice, is on the air with us. You can tune into him every Saturday at noon right here, or Saturday, every Sunday at noon right here on KBDT 1160 AM. Bo Carver, welcome, 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 my friend. What's going on tomorrow?
Hey, you guys, what an intro. I need to record that and play it on my show.
Hey, and don't mess with this guy. He is an investigator for Judge Judy.
Oh, wow. Noted.
That's right.
Okay, guys, so, I can't touch that one, man.
So where will Wheels of Justice and all the monkeys be tomorrow?
Tomorrow from noon to 2 p.m., we will be doing a live remote at the Golden Triangle Mall in Denton, Texas. And if you know anything about Denton, just go up 35E like you're headed to Oklahoma. And when you get there, it's just north of the Loop 288 South and just to the right of 35E if you're going north. And it is for the Toys for Tots. Be out there collecting toys from noon to 5 p.m. We'll be live on the radio and on Facebook Live at facebook.com, Bo Carver Show. They can listen to us on 1160 AM KBDT radio station, or they can go to their website and search bigdtalk.com. And here's that way.
But we're already coming to a close, my friend. But again, that's Wheels of Justice live 12 to 2 tomorrow, Sunday, from the Golden Triangle Mall in Denton, Texas. Bring an unwrapped toy to participate. Also, Abdel, another location for Toys for Tots drop-off is?
We have it at Tarrant County College. We have it at three locations. Vet Success, the Student Activities Building, and the library.
All right, guys.
All right. I want to say a special prayer to our active duty, our first responders, and veterans everywhere. God bless you and thank you for keeping us safe. And God bless the family of President Bush and all he did for this nation, his many years of service and passion. This is Jim Blythe and
Robin Valletudo.
Ron Abrams.
And welcoming Abdul with us.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much, Abdul. And don't forget, coming up next, Pete Prasad, Healthcare Begins With You. Okay, that was pretty perfect.
Yeah.
We're done.
Let's get it.